Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so here's the problem. You know, did the whole tax day thing, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Very yeah. painfully
well,
aware of it.
Painfully yeah. aware of it. Well, the problem there is how many Americans it is not painful for. And this is such an alarming thing when you understand what it means. Okay, we're getting numbers in now related to tax day. Here's one. More than half of Americans, you can't make the math work on this. More than half of Americans receive more money in various types of government transfer payments than they pay in federal taxes.
Why am I not surprised?
Let me, this is from the Mises Institute. They do analyses of you know, tax burdens and that kind of thing. Okay, let me read it again because it's staggering. More than half of Americans, so for those of you on Common Core Math, that is like more than 50%, even in Common Core Math.
Yeah.
More than half of Americans receive more money in various types of government transfer payments, that's Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security, than they pay in federal taxes. It gets worse. You know the elite class who we must punish? Got to burn their houses down,
yeah.
make them burn like the Notre Dame Cathedral and go take that money. They all got it scarfed away in a safe somewhere. They're keeping it from you because they stole it from you somehow. You can't say how, but they did.
Because the evil people stole it from the people who have no money.
Right, that happened somehow.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, here's your problem. It didn't. Only the top two income quintiles in the United States pay more in taxes than they receive in government transfers. That can't continue indefinitely. It cannot. Because what has happened here, when you have more than 50% of Americans receiving more money in various types of government transfer payments than they pay in federal taxes, what has happened is that the majority has enslaved the minority in our country. And I'm going to get to how that happened in a second, but let me continue to show you what this looks like. In the lowest quintile of taxpayers in America, households pay an average of only $400 in taxes, while receiving more than $16,000 in various types of tax-funded transfer
You've
payments.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. I'll read it again in case you're driving. You think, yeah, I misunderstood that. No, you did not. Households in the lowest quintile pay only $400 on average in taxes while receiving more than $16,000 in various types of tax-funded transfer payments. The end result is households in the bottom three quintiles have higher income. Listen to this. Have higher incomes after taxes and transfers than they do before taxes and transfers.
What's wrong with this picture, you might ask?
They have enslaved the minority, because it's less than 50% of Americans, to them. And we are transferring incomes. Okay, why is this a problem? Let's forget the slaves for a minute, because nobody cares about them. When you have this situation, you pay $400 in, you get $16,000 back from the government. When you have more than half of Americans receiving more money in various types of government transfer payments than they pay in federal taxes, they have no stake in the running of the republic anymore.
You've got that right.
They have no stake. They only look at it one way, and that is, who will give me more? They have no stake. They don't care if it goes broke. You'll always be a rich guy to shake down to keep that from happening. And so literally these people are being written out of our republic in a way, mm-hmm. because they don't have a stake. And so their thinking becomes different. And if you're wondering, you know, the Democrats, we laugh at them, socialists, they're so virulent. Their entire platform is, how can we transfer more money? One candidate wants to give people $50,000 at age 18 just for being in the lower quintiles. Another one wants to transfer $500 a month to every member of the middle class up to $100,000 a year. I mean, they just want to transfer, because their voters don't have a stake. All they care about is more, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme. They don't care if the money's being mismanaged. They don't care about the financial health of the country. They don't care about the financial strength of the country. They don't care because they don't have a stake.
That's right. Now, what's going to happen when the money runs out?
Well, the money won't run out.
Oh, yes, it will.
No, it won't. You know why? You want to know what happens? Look at Greece, and I'll tell you what happens. A one-time donation from your retirement account. Oh, did you save $100,000 for your retirement? We'll take 30 of that. They'll find the money. It'll break the country, but they'll find the money.
But the money will eventually run out. Money is not an infinite resource.
Okay, yeah, I guess if you borrow $20 trillion.
Despite the fact that you can print your own as a government, it is still not an infinite resource. And when that money source dries up, what's going to happen?
Riots? I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, they've been told they deserve health care. It's a right.
You're entitled.
You're entitled.
Entitled to health care, entitled to education, entitled to a universal living wage. All of these promises being made by these liberal, progressive, secularist, humanist, Democrats, socialists.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. This, if you want to know what is causing the socialist insanity that we're seeing, the AOCs, all of this kind of stuff, it is this. It is the fact that about 50% of this country doesn't have a stake in the country anymore.
Exactly.
That began under Clinton and was put on steroids under Bush. We traded a small temporary tax cut for the permanent exempting of people from a tax burden. And you don't have a tax break. If you pay $400 in, but you get $16,000 back, $16,000 back on average, as the lowest quintile does, you don't have a tax burden. You don't have one. You have no stake. And so that is what has sped this up. This is why the Democrats keep telling us we're a democracy, because they want mob rule. They want the mob to take from the minority. Now we have passed the majority level to take. That is what their entire philosophy is based upon. And they could not have this philosophy when everybody paid a share, even if your share was small, but a big share of your income.
I have a challenge for Republican office holders. Start making it a point to talk about things being a risk to the Republic and the Constitution, and stop letting the left get away with talking about democracy. We do not have a democracy. It is not a democracy. Our Constitution does not allow for a democracy. They try to avoid a democracy at all cost for reasons that you have been very eloquent in explaining here many times on this show. And I just want to challenge Republican lawmakers. Start talking about the threat to the Republic. Because that's what we have. Be accurate. And stop letting the left frame the narrative incorrectly.
But the left, they understand, despite their affinity for Common Core math, they understand math very well. Everything that
so,
the
yeah.
left does is related to math, whether it's illegal streaming in so they can transfer congressional districts to sanctuary city areas, on down to, hey, look, more than half of our followers aren't paying taxes, so they got no stake. So all we should talk about is what we can give them. Because, you know, you and I think, well, we'll talk about the debt. We'll talk about what it costs. We'll talk about how it hurts capitalism and how you won't have a job. They don't care.
No.
They don't care because they don't have a stake, and it bounces right off them. And this is what people need to understand. And again, if you want to know who's responsible, the most responsible party, George W. Bush. Look at what wrecked this country. Almost everything goes back to Bush, letting all those people off the hook. And most of them were Democrat taxpayers. Democrats went to Bush and go, okay, let's let the majority of our taxpayers off the hook. And Bush went, okay, sure, fine. And from that day forward, they didn't have a stake. It was a disaster. That's why I thought the tax cut package was a disaster. But we paid so much for so little. And it's just ripping at the fabric of the republic, because it is making it democratic, and that's not a good thing. It's extremely frustrating to watch and to see on tax day. Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Ben Franklin, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. Yep, and that's what the Democrats did. They built it deliberately that way. I want to respond to two texts here. The first one, well, let me read three. The first one's from Tracy and Gaffney, one of my favorite texters. Tracy writes, the money already ran out. We're already in debt beyond what we could ever repay. Yes, we are in debt for the sum of the entire U.S. annual economy, which is about $20 trillion. Another texter writes, you pay into Social Security and Medicare your entire adult life, and your employer pays into it also. Yes, and no. People automatically, reflexively say to me, well, my Medicare is different. I paid for it. Well, no, that's the problem. You see, you didn't. I mean, well, you did, but you didn't. You didn't pay the whole bill. This is from about 2 weeks ago. It's an expert on taxation and Medicare and why Medicare is going broke. This is on Fox News. Take a listen. You'll see why, what the problem is here right away, especially when you consider that the top roughly 48% are now paying all the bills in this country. Here we go.
But a new study shows that the ratio of lifetime Medicare benefits to lifetime Medicare taxes paid is 3-1. Think about that. If you put $100,000 into Medicare in your lifetime, you're going to pull about $300,000 out. So doesn't this prove that Medicare for All numbers simply just won't add up? This is for a married couple that's turning 65 right now. That's a lot of people in this country.
Okay. And he was making a different point. He was basically saying, look, we can't afford Medicare for All that Bernie Sanders wants. And he's right. We can't. But Medicare is an entitlement. Oh, it's just my money. I paid it. Well, yeah, it's your money and some other guys, too. A lot of other guys. You only paid a third of the bill. It's an entitlement. That's a socialist program. Another texter writes, questioning me on George W. Bush. Wait, explain that. What are you talking about? Okay. When George W. Bush wanted to pass his tax plan through Congress and wanted to get enough Democrats on board to pass it, he went to the Democrats. The Democrats are much smarter than we are. They're definitely were smarter than he was. And they say, Bush says, what do you want? And I said, okay, we'll give you a teeny weeny little temporary expiring tax cut in exchange for letting the majority of our voters off the hook for paying our taxes ever again. In the net sense. And he said, okay, that sounds like a great deal. Democrats are always smart. See, there's a need to keep the mob mentality focused on what can I get? And to disengage the mind from what will I pay? Well, they literally physically disengage their base from the bill. I mean, can you imagine this? Can you imagine? I mean, I don't know. Pick any society. Rome, I don't know. What ruler in their right mind says, oh, my political opponents, I think I'll let almost all of their taxpayers off the hook for paying the bill. And we'll just shoulder it ourselves. It'll be great. Yeah, it'll be fine. At that point, you've got a robbery situation. Where the one group who's been let out of paying will always be after the group who pays for more and more and more and more. And that's what was created under Bush. So Bush traded that, and we got to, under Bush, about 48% of the public not effectively paying any kind of taxes. That got a little even worse under Trump's tax plan, but it was only a small marginal increase. It was mainly under Bush. And that's how we got to this. More than half of Americans received, this is as of this tax day, this year, right now, more than half of Americans receive more money in various types of government transfer payments, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, Social Security, than they pay in federal taxes. So there's your mob. There's your mob rule. This is why Democrats think of this as a democracy, because in this way it is. We still, thank God, have the Electoral College, which is all that's holding them back from emptying out our 401ks. From just literally pulling the money out of our bonds and 401ks and CDs and IRAs and just literally raiding. I talked about traveling through, Europe, as a young person, spent a lot of time backpacking there, walking around, driving around, road tripping, all that kind of stuff. He's talked about that. And what do you see in Europe? All across, it's one of the most fascinating things, abandoned castles, they're everywhere. And they've got the ones you can go visit too. I think the abandoned ones are more interesting. And they are everywhere. I mean, you can't go, 4 or 5 miles without seeing another ruin. And there's so many of them, they haven't even preserved them. I mean, they don't have the money to. That history is so extensive. You look at castles, and the thing that struck me was that they were walls. You had to live behind stones and walls, and the amazing amount of physical energy it must have taken to build those castles. We were talking about it earlier on the show. Well, why was that? Because if you had anything, the mob would try to take it from you. There were always more of them than there were of you. Now we have banks. For better or worse. I'm going to get into that. So this is literally the ripping down of the walls of the castle. And usually behind the castle was a family. Ruling class. And this is how they kept the masses, who always again had more numbers than them, from getting the money. And the Democrats inherently understand how to rip these walls down. And this is what this is. This is why they tell you again and again and again and again, it's democracy, democracy, democracy. It is not a democracy. You want to prove it to somebody? Go pull up the text of the Constitution of the United States of America and then text search it for the word democracy. You will not find it. You will only find a line that says that we have a Republican form of government. It's right there in the Constitution. But when you have, again, as of this tax day, more than half of Americans receiving more money in various types of government transfer payments than they pay in, that's mob rule. Only the top two quintiles in the United States pay more in taxes than they receive in government transfers. And in the bottom quintile, according to the Mises Institute, they track taxation around the globe. In the lowest quintile, households pay only $400 in taxes while receiving an average of more than $16,000 in transfer payments. In the end result, in households, in the bottom three quintiles, there's only five quintiles, folks. In households in the bottom three quintiles, they have higher incomes after taxes than before taxes and transfers. That's what mob rule looks like, folks. That's what democracy looks like. And now they're going to vote as if they don't care about the Treasury, because they don't. They don't pay in. All right, talking about taxes. And, you know, once you can get to past 50% of a country has no effective tax burden. I mean, you realize there's only five quintiles, and after tax time, people's incomes are now higher than they were before tax time with the transfer payments. That's insanity. Most of that was done by Bush, some of it under Trump and some of it under Clinton. We traded more of the tax burden away. And folks, I really believe in down to the very poorest of us, we should pay something into the coffers. So we all have a stake. Even if it's something tiny, it doesn't have to be huge. But as we've let more and more and more of the tax base off the burden of having to pay, the Democrats have been able to ramp the rhetoric up. They have, people don't care if the Treasury goes broke. They don't care. They got no stake. They don't pay in. It's not their money. You have a lot more of a stake when you see the money come out. When the money flows in, you don't care. And so the Democrats, having achieved what they wanted, a true democracy of taxpayers. And I just read you the stats. Over half of Americans now, more than half of Americans receiving more money in various types of government transfer payments than they pay in federal taxes. With the top two income quintiles in the U.S. paying more in taxes than they receive in government transfers. The bottom three quintiles have higher incomes after taxes and transfers than they do before. So I use the castle analogy, and I remember thinking, you know, as I walked around Europe and hoofed it as a young person, I was amazed at the number of castles. I mean, you couldn't go, three, 4 miles without seeing one. And that's because anybody who had anything had to live behind walls to keep the mob from taking it. Now the government does it for them. And so now Democrats, having achieved the mob, which is what that means, are priming them again and again, like priming a pump. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. You deserve more. You don't have enough. You don't have enough. We haven't taken enough. We'll give you more. We'll give you more. We'll give you more. We'll give you more. That's their whole theory. And if you're listening to it and you're thinking, Kelly, that sounds terrible. That doesn't appeal to me. Well, then you're probably a giver, not a taker. I want to read something to you. This is pretty profound. I don't know who this person is. Alyssa Igren. She writes a blog. But I loved what she wrote. This is called Thoughts from a Hipster Coffee Shop. You're thinking, oh gosh, I don't want to hear that, Tara. No, you do. Because it's pretty profound what she wrote. She's not even a conservative. If you read her other blog post. But boy, did she have it firing on all cylinders this day. Here's what she writes. I'm sitting in a small coffee shop. It's just a blog I stumbled upon. I'm sitting in a small coffee shop near Nokomis. I don't know where that is. Trying to think of what to write about. I scroll through my news feed on my phone, looking at the latest headlines of Democratic candidates calling for policies to fix the so-called injustices of capitalism. I put my phone down and continue to look around. I see people talking freely, working on their MacBooks, ordering food they get in an instant, seeing cars go by outside. It dawned on me, we live in the most privileged time in the most prosperous nation on earth, and we've become completely blind to it. This is by design, by the way. The Democrats are doing this on purpose. vehicles, food, technology, freedom to associate with whom we choose. These things are so ingrained in our American way of life, we don't give them a second thought. We are so well off here in the United States that our poverty line begins 31 times above the global average. She writes, 30, period, 1, period, times, period. Virtually no one in the United States is considered poor by global standards. In a time where we can order a product off Amazon with one click and have it delivered to our doorsteps the next day, we are unappreciative, unsatisfied, and ungrateful. Folks, it's the best it's ever been. Which is why we have time to sit around and think about how much more we deserve. Our unappreciation, she writes, is evident as the popularity of socialist policies among my generation continues to grow. Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently said to Newsweek, talking about the millennial generation, quote, an entire generation which is now becoming one of the largest electorates in America came of age and never saw American prosperity. Never saw American prosperity. Let that sink in, she writes. When I first read that statement, I thought to myself, that was quite literally the most entitled and factually illiterate thing I've ever heard in my 26 years on the earth. Now, I'm not attributing Miss Ocasio-Cortez's words to outright dishonesty. I do think she wholeheartedly believes the words said to be true. Many young people agree with her, which is entirely misguided. My generation is being indoctrinated by a mainstream narrative to actually believe we have never seen prosperity. And I would add that we must take it from those who have. I know this firsthand. I went to college. Let's just say I didn't have the popular opinion, but I digress. Let me lay down some universal truths really quick, she writes. It's just a random blog post called Thoughts from a Hipster Coffee Shop. I love it. Just trying to think about what to write on our blog that day. Let me lay down some universal truths really quick. The United States of America has lifted more people out of abject poverty, spread more freedom and democracy, and has created more innovation in technology and medicine than any other nation in human history. Not only that, but our citizenry continually breaks world records with charitable donations. The rags-to-riches story is not only possible in America, but not uncommon. We have the strongest purchasing power on Earth, and we encompass 25% of the world's GDP, which is remarkable because there's only 325 million of us. Look at China. Over a billion. What's the difference? Freedom. Capitalism. Allowing the smartest and the best and the brightest and the most gifted to do what they were put on Earth to do. That's my aside. She writes, the list goes on. However, these universal truths don't matter. We are told that income inequality is an existential crisis, even though this is not an indicator of prosperity. Some of the poorest countries in the world have low income inequality. We are told that we are oppressed by capitalism, even though it's brought about more freedom and wealth to the most people than any other system in world history. We are told that the only way we will acquire the benefits of true prosperity is through socialism and its centralization of federal power, even though history has proven time and again this only brings tyranny and suffering. Why then, she writes, with all of the overwhelming evidence around us, evidence that I can even see sitting at a coffee shop, do we not view this as prosperity? We have people who are dying to get into our country, people around the world destitute and truly impoverished, yet we have a young generation convinced they've never seen prosperity and as a result elect politicians dead set on taking steps toward abolishing capitalism. Why? The answer is this. My generation has only seen prosperity. We have no contrast. We didn't live in the Great Depression or live through two world wars or see the rise and fall of socialism and communism. We don't know what it's like to not live without the internet, without cars, without smartphones. We don't have a lack of prosperity problem. We have an entitlement problem, an ungratefulness problem, and it's spreading like a plague, she writes. With the current political climate giving rise to the misguided idea of a socialist utopia, will we see the light or will we have to lose it all to realize that what we have now is true prosperity? Destroying the free market will undo what millions of people have died to achieve, she writes. She's 26. My generation is becoming the largest voting bloc in the country. We have an opportunity to continue to propel us forward with the gifts capitalism and democracy have given us. There she goes. No, let me correct that. Capitalism and our republic have given us. The other option is that we can fall into the trap of entitlement and relapse into restrictive socialist destitution. The choice doesn't seem too hard, does it? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Does it? Meanwhile, Do you see this? Nancy Pelosi. It's socialist. She's on 60 Minutes. Socialist? No. There's only like five socialists in our party. It's just like five people. It's not even six. It's just like five. Meanwhile, in the latest presidential poll, socialist Bernie Sanders just took the lead, the Democrat primary pack, over Joe Biden. But there's just five, mind you. It's only five. It's not six. There's only five of them. Well, yeah, here's another way to put it. This is from CNS News Service today. Of the 150 million tax returns filed, talking tax time, 50 million, or at least 33%, were classified by the Internal Revenue Service as non-taxable returns, meaning the people who filed them paid zero or less in income taxes. A third of the country. At the same time, 80% of all income taxes paid were paid by tax return filers who had adjusted gross incomes of $100,000 or more. Folks, I said this earlier, hiking through Europe, this is why there is a castle every 3 to 5 miles, a ruin. They can't even preserve them all. The history is magnificent there. Just falling down around them. I mean, they have so much of it. And I thought a long time about those castles. I actually spent the night at one of them. And you could do that. You could just walk around. I mean, you literally could have the most marvelous trip through Europe, camping out at abandoned castles. There's so many of them. Why were there so many of them? Because if you had any darn thing, you had to live behind walls. Because the mob would take it from you. There'd always be more of them than of you. And I've been saying this the whole hour as we talk about these incredible stats. And I've spent so much time on this today because this is what is driving our politics. If it seems increasingly off the rails to you, think about the progression. When have we seen things go off the rails with just insanity from the left in terms of socialism? Take, 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 take. My plan to take is bigger than your plan to take. I will take and give to you. When did it go off the rails? After the year 2000. Right? It's been the last 20 years. Why? Because of math. Because we have finally reached the point, and George W. Bush did most of it with his tax plan in exchange for getting it through, getting it by the Democrats. George W. Bush said, okay, I'm going to let the majority of your taxpayers off the hook. They will have zero net tax liability. Most of them will get transfer payments. They let an entire political party, almost, the bulk of it anyway, out of paying taxes. At the highest end, the write-offs keep them from paying in taxes what they should, many of them. And at the lowest end, they're just leeches. And that's how we ended up with more than half of Americans receiving more money in various government transfer payments than they pay in. More than half. That's the mob, folks. Texter writes, Dear Tara Wout, thank you for sharing that thoughts from the coffee shop story. Just when I thought our country would be destroyed by the morbidly stupid. Yeah, I've put it up on Facebook. It's the top post right now. You got to give it a read. It's great.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.